Well, Eric Tracy and maybe the biggest TV audience ever may get to witness a comeback during the halftime show. Madonna will be live at the Super Bowl halftime show, and music critic Tim Riley tells us what to expect.
Madonna's been a very busy material girl lately, petulant, unsympathetic, and impossibly stiff while accepting a Golden Globe.
Hi. This is a surprise.
The award was for Masterpiece, a song Madonna wrote for W.E., her directorial debut, about the romance between England's King Edward VIII and Wallace Simpson, the American divorcee he gave up the throne for. Oh, by the way, the film opens this week.
Your family will never stand for it. The Prime Minister won't stand for it.
Then I'll give up the throne.
And I will be the most despised woman in the world.
Also on the to-do list this week for the 53-year-old with four kids, a new CD, MDNA, backed by a reported $3 million deal with Universal. And, oh yeah, then there's the Super Bowl. As a world conqueror of pop entering her fourth decade, Madonna's shtick has grown tiresome for some. Apparently not for the NBC execs who booked her for the halftime show. With an estimated audience of 160 million plus, that's mad, mad, mad exposure. And you could imagine Madonna's younger rivals, Lady Gaga, Rihanna, even yesterday's girl, Britney Spears, taking that stage to make a thoroughly contemporary statement. So what will Madonna do? For starters, she'll be hawking the new single off her forthcoming album with guest rapper Nicki Minaj in an elaborate Cirque du Soleil production number. As pop's biggest, longest-running performer, Madonna resembles Elvis Presley in how she mirrors the best and worst in her culture. Take that interview with ABC's Cynthia McFadden. When asked, Madonna allowed that Lady Gaga's Born This Way sounded strangely familiar to her 1989 hit Express Yourself. Listen for yourself. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. Anybody can tell that Gaga has learned from Madonna in both eyeliner and outrage. Gaga herself has acknowledged the influence. But when pressed, the diva put the screws to the upstart, calling Born This Way
reductive. Is that good? Look it up.
Reductive. Definition? Simplified. Crude. Yow! With that kind of bravado, Madonna will face a peculiar challenge at the Super Bowl, taking the reins of her stage act without worrying about Hollywood. She's rumored to have old favorites Vogue and Holiday on her set list, and with the right touch, she could just upstage her own puzzle of a persona. Much like Elvis in his 1968 Christmas special, the material girl maintains enough charisma to make everybody else seem like a footnote to her royal curls. For Madonna, Super Bowl hype beckons like career destiny. And I can't tell you why it hurts so
much to be in love with a masterpiece. Tim Riley, author of Madonna Illustrated and a new biography of John Lennon. For more, you can go to hearnow.org. And by the way, did you see Madonna do the Victor Cruz salsa the other day? He's the player who's with the Giants now, but he played for the UMass Minutemen. So look for him to do the salsa in the end zone, but not too much. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now. It can't be fun to always be the chosen one. And I'm right by your side, like a thief in the night. I stand in front of the masterpiece.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.